This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
We are back with the Team Builders Podcast, and as always, I am joined by my two wonderful, I had to write that in brackets, wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. How are you both today?
Top notch. I've altered my breakfast routine, Jonathan, because I know people like to hear the, you know, internet. I'm now on a protein yogurt and fruit.
Oh, that sounds messy.
I mean...
It's not for me.
It's not inspirational or anything. You know, it does look like a meal bowl, but actually, it's quite good.
Can you get it from Greg's?
No, not from Greg's.
Okay, in that case, I'm out. I'm out. Stephen, how are you, mate?
I'm glad you mentioned breakfast, Jerry, because I'm down from a Quaker's.
Yeah, the best porridge oat on the market.
All over it.
Yeah, Quakers for sure. Gents, thanks so much for being here. Listen, we are right about bang on halfway through our financial year, so I thought it might be time to take a bit of a reflective piece on that. Talk about some of the things that we've been working on for our business, in our business, on our business, some of the things that we're proud of, some of the things that have been challenging us perhaps, and, you know, some of our future growth plans as well. I always like to think about what it is that we do, where we want to go to, and I think it's nice for some people to hear that too. So listen, maybe dive straight in, some of the projects that we've been working on across the board. Stephen, how's the first part of the year look for you?
Very positive. We've done more events than ever, and we've got a lot more booked in for the future, and a very diverse range of events and activities in the portfolio. And I would say that it's the small incremental gains that have been the most positive. Small additions to our equipment, to the look of the equipment, to the look and the feel of the events and activities. So the customer year on year who keep repeat booking with us see that we're investing our money, not just into our team and our staff and our services, but also into our products as well. And our clients are savvy, and they see that. They can see the quality, and they can see that we've reinvested back into the business for their benefit. I'm very proud of that, enormously proud of that.
Yeah, 100%. I think you probably go to the biggest variety of events for our customers across the UK, and obviously you're always able to see areas of development or growth for us. I think we always are proud of where we're at, but I particularly like the fact that we continue to push, and you'll come back and say, hey, I think if we did this slightly differently, or if we added this to that look of that event, et cetera, et cetera. That's obviously something that you feel is important.
Again, I think that our customers range from people who are very, very senior and right down to the juniors who participate in some of our fun barbecue style activities and events. Children will be more critical than anybody else. This PlayStation's last months. So we have to be reflective of the fact that everybody has an opinion, and we have to try and satisfy everyone and their demands, but we're always moving on. And the venues that we work with regularly, sometimes every month on month, see those small incremental gains. And I think they do applaud us for that. Sometimes they're a little bit envious because they know that we are pushing on and we're reinvesting that profit back in again into the business to make it grow and be better and stay well ahead of the competition. And that's proven out in the fact that we're still growing after all these years.
And again, that key part around the impact of the experience. We're never done. Like, we want to see how we can push the boundary of that, bring more to the customer, whether that just be something that they look or see or feel, or that they can experience in terms of how we go and deliver that particular product.
And it's great, I think, that our team, as they've grown with us, see those opportunities as well. They see the opportunities to develop the business to a much, much, much higher level of delivery in terms of safety, viability, fun, enjoyment, interaction, et cetera, et cetera. And they have brought a lot to the team and a lot to the party as the years have gone on.
Yeah, it's a good challenge to us.
Yeah, because many businesses set up their business, invest in their business, and then that's the end of their investment.
Yep.
But we invest continually in the thing. But it always strikes me that people say, oh, our business, we're struggling, but they haven't invested in themselves to bring their business to the next level, because they found the money in the initial bit to set up, and then they just, over after 10 years, they wonder why they're still the same, you know. And these, some of our famous hotels that we go to, they reinvest, brand new carpets, new beds, new thing. And you're thinking, whoa, that's like huge. And a good friend of mine is the owner of a very successful restaurant. I said to him, well, where'd you get that tree? He says, oh, that tree was £15,000. I think, who would have put that in their restaurant, if you know what I mean? He says, but look around you. Like, it's an orchard. So we changed the trees in the orchard.
Yep.
I thought,
yeah,
insightful. Links in exactly what you were saying there. Yep. Although, you know, we're not putting trees in.
Not yet.
No, but you know, the latest PlayStation, you're absolutely correct. You can't go with, like, you know, if we're offering VR, you can't go with the very first VR that came out 5 years ago.
And I think we've been customer driven in that the huge increase in the delivery of events on a gamification platform has been instrumental and a big part of the growth of our business, and that we can turn the events around quickly. Because in the past, I think probably 20 odd years ago, when team building was just running around with inflatables and archery and laser clays, it didn't fit their brief. They wanted to do it within an hour, hour and a half in a room, regardless of the weather. And now we can get it in, done, fit the brief, you know, fulfill their business ambitions within 90 minutes to 2 hours in and out of a room. And if that fits a conference brief, whether it be in Aberdeen, Aberystwyth, London, Liverpool, etc., then our clients will move with us and trust us to be able to deliver an event for them which exactly fits that time scale at the venue they've chosen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a constant challenge to us, the market want or desire for our services, and for our services to continue to be better than they were last year and the year before and the year before, because we've got so many customers that we deliver with so often. And I like that, Stephen, that thought of constantly challenging ourselves to be better, to improve, to bring more to the table, to bring new ideas, concepts, et cetera, et cetera.
And I think I alluded in previous podcasts to being honest. Sometimes, but we have to turn down some requests. Some clients will ask us to run a traitor event, and that doesn't necessarily fit our morality in terms of delivering it for people working together and having compatibility and having reliability on each other. It's a great idea. Yeah. It works really well on a TV show, but it doesn't necessarily translate through to a team building event. And again, just to be honest, we sometimes have to say to the client, don't really think that's going to work. And perhaps from a business perspective, we might lose revenue from that, but at least we take the perspective that if we can't deliver it properly and viably and test it out and grow that, it's not worth our investment, and it's not worth ruining a day for a customer. We've both had experience of having, I wouldn't say they're crazy requests, they are requests, but there are certain things that don't fit. Yeah. And they don't fit when there's collaboration, which is at the forefront of a lot of our team events, especially the gamification side of our business. It just doesn't really filter through. And it's a great idea, but again, it mightn't suit the clientele. It mightn't suit the culture of that company.
Yeah.
So self-defeating.
Good. Yeah, so listen, lots to be proud of in that respect. And I see a lot of change and a lot of development that you are pushing forward for us in that side of the business. So that's exciting. And more new additions to come. So we'll look out for those. We'll be telling the listeners on future podcasts the newest, next big product that you got coming. Jerry, what about you? What are some of the challenges that perhaps you're taking on in the business at the moment?
Firstly, delighted to be still in business.
Yes.
That's number one. And I think the byproduct is that clients really enjoy the experiences that we're offering them, and they want more of them in more places around the country. So rather than run away from that, we've kind of leaned into that, and we're trying to scale the team to deliver more of those experiences in how we would like them to be done, in the way the client would like them delivered. So that's been my biggest ambition. But to try and make that reality is not easy, especially when you do a lot of the things that you perhaps shouldn't always do in the business. You know, you can't always do what you like to do, and I tend to sometimes do all those. But getting the people together around a table, training them up, practicing with them, going on the events with them, letting them feel what it feels like to be us and to enjoy us. And a lot of what Stephen talked about, that isn't by mistake, that's by design.
Yeah.
So by design, it filters through all of our business, right? From the bits that people don't see, the organization of the equipment, how it looks before it goes. So I think my soon-to-be main focus is to help scale the business to achieve more with the clients that want us to work. If they want us, I want to be available to them. You know, if you want to go shop in Marks & Spencer's and there's none in your city, that's a shame.
Yes,
so for me, I want us to be available across all of the UK, which I must say we are 80% available to them. But I'd just like to reach a bit more, get more people on the team, get them scaled up, get them quality delivery across all of our divisions, not just the delivery teams, but having the depot ready to logistically send it to the place it needs to get to, pick up points, all those little small things that are massive, but they can turn us around in the respect of allowing us to be with more participants and let them experience what true and real team building / team bonding feels like.
Yeah, I think as well, like as you mentioned, that it's not necessarily that we can't be there in that place, it's that we want to be there and there and there and there all at the same time. And more importantly than that, perhaps we now are in an environment where we would have maybe had one or two events for 300 people on a day. Now we're looking at 5 or 6 or 7 of those requests. So we would have had a level of facilitator skill that could deliver to that number, that particular experience. And we want to be able to stretch that. Yeah. So we've got more people that can do more of those audiences, yeah, a bigger variety of experiences, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
And I think, you know, the limiting factor was ourselves. We held ourselves back, which doesn't allow the businesses to use us. But once we're over that, and we feel that you can document how you do it, and there is a formula, and there is a level to be reached, then that opened a whole brand new door. And then the uncomfortableness is, do they do it to the same value or to the same standard? And with the talent that we have seen over the last 18 months, we should have done it a long time ago, because in some respects they can deliver better than we can.
Yeah.
They have a better understanding of teams than some of us have. Not us three team builder podcasters, but
yes. You know,
of some. So allowing other people to have success from you or from what we deliver, I think that's a prideful thing.
Yeah, and we set them up for that success.
I think so.
No, awesome. And it's been going really well, and that's definitely allowed for more talented people in our business. Yeah.
Which is going to bring a problem for what you're working on.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
because you are the head of trying to get our reach out to more clients. And now that we have the service delivery well, like capable to be scaled up, you know, you're going to have to try and reach our product out to new markets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And one way that I like to think about it, I don't know if it's a fair way to think about it, is I feel like more people in the world deserve to experience what a team challenge company session feels like. Yep. And I sometimes think that although we work with some of the biggest and best companies in the world, which is enormously exciting, it's not from like a revenue place, although obviously commerciality is an important part of anybody's, yep, business. It's from a place of wanting people to get what we get to deliver every day when we walk out and we see that magic that we, yep, walk away with. And you know, that's something that I've been working on to try and outreach to more customers,
yep,
in new markets, or work with customers that we already work with more often. You know, we have invested, you know, a lot of financial resource and time resource into a new CRM system in our business,
yep,
which allows us more detailed and accurate analysis of what our customers are looking for. It allows us to be connected to those customers more,
yep,
so we speak to them more often. Maybe not necessarily on the phone, but we're able to send out more content. We're able to share with them when our new products are launched. We give them a roadmap of what it looks like to work with us over the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And I've been trying hard to implement processes through a great team that we have in our office to connect with those customers more often and give more opportunity to hear from us. And if that means that they might work with us one day, then that's an exciting thing.
I love the relationships that we have with our customers.
Yeah.
And that grows and grows year on year, and that they give us one opportunity, then it becomes two, then it becomes three. Then they hand us over to another team in another part of the country or even another part of the world. And I love that because it's consistency. And I always believe you can make money. You don't have to be even good. You have to be consistent. You know what you're going to get at McDonald's. You know you're not going to get pizza.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to get fish and chips. You know you're going to get your burgers and your nuggets. And that's their market. And they've hugely successful at doing that. And that consistency, no matter where you go in the world, when you walk into McDonald's, you know what you're going to get. And that's credit to them, that they know what their business is, they know what their market is, and they're purely focused on that. And I think we pride ourselves on the fact that we can deliver consistently, year after year after year, regardless of where the department is, time of year, venue, et cetera, et cetera. And our team are absolutely on the money for that, to make sure that each year or each session or whatever it may be, each opportunity we have of touching that client, we can deliver for them again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
And that's great for us, yeah, as directors.
Yeah. I think if you taste a great cheesecake, but nobody else has tasted it,
yep,
or a few have tasted it, the problem is, how do we get more people to enjoy it?
Yep.
And I think in my reflective things, I think about Marks and Spencer's.
Yep.
And a lot of the time they had the best food, and you used to hear them talk about it, but you never used to try it. And then all of a sudden they invested in the fact that they have the best food, and they led with that.
Yep.
And now the perception was that that's expensive. And they managed to recreate that you can be great and you can reach new markets. I think that's a story, like, yep, like the McDonald's thing, because, yep, you are exactly right. And the same goes for Marks and Spencer's. And for us, I think those people that know us see the consistency, see the delight in what we do. And now we just have to add another string to this development, which is letting the people taste it more.
Yeah, very. Yeah, because I'm not good at cheesemaking. Yeah, no, I'll be honest. No.
And you're great at reaching the clients, Stephen. Great at you know the improvements. And then now that we have the scale up, I think our next group challenge here, if it's for the next, maybe it's for the next half of the year, and it'll start it for next year, is trying to put their heads together with how can we shout more about it.
Yes.
And let more people feel it.
And sometimes, with respect to our clients, you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes they don't know what their comfort zones are, or they don't know what their own team can achieve by having a level playing field through some of our events, and which are interactive and collaborative. People push themselves. And everyone in the room thinks, oh, we could actually do more than this. So sometimes they don't know what they don't know unless they're given a free-form opportunity to be able to express themselves, be creative, come up with some crazy ideas, which might actually filter through to their business. And again, I like to work with successful companies because that success builds more success and more success.
Yeah,
and we can be proud of going, yeah, we work with that company. We've been doing stuff for them for 7 years now. Yeah. Look where they are now. There's one of our clients who is in the engineering business. We've been working with them for probably 15 years. And they're just off the charts phenomenal. But they play full out. Yeah. Their families, their clients, their customers, and they keep reinvesting back into the culture of their business. And we are a very happy part of that success.
And we should take some notes from them.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we're talking about ourselves.
Yep.
We should have ourselves in a room.
Yep.
And say, how can this team, our team, follow our own philosophy and our own, you know, energy that we give other people?
Totally. And I think that's something that probably a vulnerable thing to say in front of just us three and everybody else listening. But, you know, it is hard to take stock of that. And I think whenever you get a chance to sit down and reflect on where our business is at just now, we've got more talented people in the business than ever.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yep.
We've got more people that are driving the business for us, not just us three.
Yeah.
And that allows us to hopefully continue to work on it and not in it.
Yep.
Although we all enjoy to work in it a lot.
Yep.
And I think there's that kind of space that we are, even for ourselves, you know, again, I said it's vulnerable, but we're working through that together emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
I think, that's a great thing to, and I mentioned pride earlier, you know, it's sometimes hard to sit down and go, yeah, we're doing that and we're continuing to do that. And, you know, I know we're probably, as I was going to wrap today by asking, what are you looking forward to in the next 6 months? But for me personally, I might jump in there early and say, I'm looking forward to doing more of what we're doing right now and working more with our team and finding more people to join our team. And because I want those people to be able to deliver our Team Challenge Company experience to more of our customers in more parts of the UK. And if we're so lucky, more parts of the world.
Yep.
I think that's an exciting opportunity to find ourselves in at the moment. And it's tough. It's challenging. I think business is challenging at the best of times.
Yep.
You know, you said at the start, delighted to still be in business.
Yeah,
you know,
and
we still think that 20 odd years on, every year we go, hey, nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't in it the whole time, folks. I just used great moisturizing cream though. And I think that's really, it's good to be reflective of those things.
Absolutely.
Any other final things that we're looking forward to for the next part of the year, or things that you're going to continue to develop on in your own personal projects, either in the business or otherwise?
I think you did a good wrap for all our thoughts. And personally, I just want to allow myself to grow more, to be less restrictive, and allow other talents to enjoy the opportunities that we give them. And then conversely, they will give to our clients. Because I could enjoy 5 people's successes more than I could enjoy a success in the field myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm always connected. I do enjoy the face-to-face all the time. It'll never not be a case. But with the scaling up, I can only be in one place at one time. And why not allow 8-9 other people to be in the same place at the same time as we are?
Yeah, I think for me over the years, at the start, as with all companies, you're phoning people saying, can we do something for you? And now it's they're phoning us and saying, can you do something for us?
Yeah.
And that's a big boost, not just to our ego, but also to our business acumen and ability to deliver, because they know we're the experts in what we do. That filters through from venues to businesses, both small and large, that want our services, know that we can make a difference to their company and to their business. And yeah, that's a great feeling of pride, because we've worked hard for that and we want to hang on to it and keep on developing that.
My final thought on that, something that I'm going to say repatriate from a client of mine. One of their things that they want of their team, and I reflect on this more and more, that we have this more in our team than ever. They want everybody to own their input. That's the words.
Nice.
And I just think that's such a clear, clear message around we all have the opportunity to contribute.
Yep.
Step up, do, own it.
Yep.
And I think I feel more now than ever, we've got more people doing that in our business. And that really is an amazing thing for us, for them. And what you mentioned there, Jerry, it allows them to avail of the opportunities in their career that our environment affords them.
Yeah.
And I think that's to be a director of a business like that. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Gents, thanks very much. I'll leave the rest of the emotional stuff for another time. I'm not crying. My eyes just weeping. It's been great to have you both here again today, and I will look forward to catching you up with you soon. Good luck with the projects the next few months.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.